You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we are visiting with Julie Stubblefield, founder of the Fit Mom Revolution, your expert on maintaining health so you can grow your wealth. Julie, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here today.
It certainly is good to have you as well. So first of all, share a little bit about how you have the inside scoop on entrepreneurs and their health habits.
Well, because I'm a business owner as well. So being a health professional and also being a business owner kind of gives me the inside scoop, because not only do I know the importance of taking care of your health as a business owner, I am also one, so I get to see the behind the scenes of actually putting my steps into action. And it's kind of ironic, because when I started my own local fitness business a few years ago, I fell into the typical business owner trap of working a lot of hours, not getting appropriate sleep, kind of neglecting proper nutrition a little bit because I was in a hurry a lot, and I was really at risk for burnout and compromising my health and not being able to meet my clients' needs. So I've also been in the situation of feeling overwhelmed with taking care of myself, and I've been able to turn it around, which is why I have some great tips for your listeners today.
Beautiful. Why is it important for entrepreneurs to take care of their health? I know you just touched on it just a tad there, but get into that a little further.
Right. There are actually so many reasons, and we don't often think about them until we kind of step back and kind of go, oh, that makes sense. So when we're working a lot of hours, you know, if we're not taking care of our health, our energy really, really suffers. And I'm not just talking about our physical energy. I'm talking about our mental energy, our emotional energy, our brain function. A lot of times we have this extra brain fog that's kind of hard to clear, and we tend to try to get rid of it with caffeine, and then we end up crashing later in the day. We tend to have less downtime, and this allows us to have a hard time managing our stress. We aren't efficient with our sleep, and all of this puts us at greater risk for burnout, long-term health problems, and age-related disease.
What would you say are some of the biggest roadblocks that hold folks back in taking care of themselves?
Well, a lot of it has to do with three primary areas. One of them is time. Business owners are in the trenches. We are working on pretty much every facet of our business, especially in the startup phases. We have our hands on every part of it. We haven't delegated too much just yet. And so we feel very short on time, and we prioritize our business over our health. The other part of it is food resources. We feel like there's not enough out there to support our health, so we tend to grab things from the vending machine or the drive-thru or whatever is most convenient. And then the other part of it is we feel like there's lack of certain control under given circumstances. For example, if we're in a meeting with a vendor or a client, and maybe they've taken us out to a meal, we don't really necessarily order the best foods for us, or we are under a crunch for deadline, and we're really trying hard to meet a deadline and not really doing the best in terms of taking care of our sleep and our food. So we're out of control in some of those circumstances.
Today, we are joined by Julie Stubblefield, founder of the Fit Mom Revolution, your expert on maintaining health so you can grow your wealth, here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Julie, what myths exist around these roadblocks?
Well, it's kind of funny, because all three of those actually have pretty big myths. So business owners are always saying we don't have enough time. And I can totally relate, because I'm also a busy mom of two and a wife, so I have a household that I run as well. And time always seems to be short. And we often think we don't have time to move our bodies at all in terms of exercise, and that we don't have time to eat properly. And exercise doesn't have to be something that you commit to for an hour a day, 7 days a week. It can really just be 30 minutes three times a week. A lot of my business owner clients only exercise 3 times a week, 30 minutes at a time. And it has saved them so much time and frustration, and they found that they're much more rejuvenated after spending that quality time on exercise instead of just quantity. The other part of it is, you know, having some control or making the food choices. And basically, you can make stellar choices just based on where you are. So, for example, when you're going out to eat, you may not choose the heaviest cream on a pasta dish. You may choose a lighter option. And it's all about learning how to navigate menus and meetings and strategy sessions. The other part of it is that we feel like we have lack of control around a lot of situations. And really, this is just about learning to manage stress. So we can't always control the outside situation, whether it's a deadline or dealing with an upset client, but we can control how we deal with it on the inside. And that comes with stress management, and all of that is completely manageable with the proper tools.
Lastly, how will taking care of themselves impact these entrepreneurs' businesses?
Oh my gosh, in so many different ways, and I'll just hit on a couple of the highlights. First of all, productivity is going to go through the roof. So if you're sleeping better, you're fueling your body appropriately, and you're moving your body in a way that rejuvenates you instead of draining you, then you're going to feel so much more productive. Your thoughts are going to be clearer, your to-do list is going to get shorter, and you're going to be able to fly through it so much faster. This, in turn, lowers your risk for burnout. And no one wants to get burnout in their business. We've started a business because it's something that we love, and we clearly don't want to just burn out and abandon it. This is going to actually increase your immunity, meaning you're going to get sick less often. You're also setting a great example for your employees and your clients that you're working with. You want them to know that you're doing the best that you can to take care of yourself, and you're doing that because your business matters and you want to be available to support your business. Finally, this actually improves your downtime when you're not in your business. So when you're not working on your business and you're spending time with your family, your loved ones, your friends, your significant others, it's going to be a much better quality because you've learned how to manage your stress, your energy is better, and you've learned how to like actually turn off the business when you're not there.
Certainly a great topic and much needed information right here on this channel. Certainly appreciate your joining us today. How about telling our listeners where they can connect with you online as well as to take advantage of any of your offers that you're currently running?
Sure thing. They can find me at fitmomrevolution.com. I wanted to give one little parting tip that your listeners can take away right away. And the easiest thing that I can tell them is when they're out to lunch, instead of getting a salad and a soda, get a salad and a water. That's the best thing that they can do right now to help with their afternoon energy. That's something that they can put into practice right away. And I have a free gift that they can find in the show notes that they can click on and grab their free gift and get going right away.
Well, Julie, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Thank you for having me. Always a pleasure.
We've been speaking with Julie Stubblefield, founder of the Fit Mom Revolution, your expert on maintaining health so you can grow your wealth. And once again, the website of reference is fitmomrevolution.com. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.